We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by local product Tyrell Boucher. He's originally from the Nampa area. Currently plays his college hockey at the University of Northern Michigan. So I guess the first question for you, Tyrell, I believe you are in the midst of or just about completing your first season over there with Northern Michigan. What's the sort of the college hockey experience been like for you?
It's been great so far. My first semester I was in Anchorage, and I transferred here. Second semester to Northern. It's played 10 games and unfortunately broke my leg and had to get surgery, so I've been out for the past month. But our team had a good run in the playoffs. We upset some higher-ranked teams and almost ended up making the tournament. So school's been good too, and yeah, it's been a really good experience so far.
Well, one of the interesting things about players who go the college route is trying to sort of balance sort of the hockey side of things and also the schoolwork as well. How do you manage? How do you get sort of that balance to work for you?
It's really good. The professors are really understanding about our hectic schedule, and they help us out as much as they can. And yeah, it's pretty nice all the help that we get. We get access to tutors if we need, and it's pretty good.
Now, when it comes to sort of the education there, have you figured out sort of what major you're studying yet, or is it still kind of trying to figure that out yet?
So I'm taking business. I'm like undeclared so far for my major, but I'm leaning towards a finance major as of right now.
Finance, that definitely sounds like a very interesting choice there. Now, getting back to sort of the hockey side of things, of course, you went through the junior A system, played 3 years with the Grand Prairie Storm in the AJHL, and also a year in the BCHL with Cowichan Valley. How would you sort of best describe your sort of junior A career?
Probably four of the most fun years of my life. Met a lot of great guys, lifelong friends. Grand Prairie was obviously really fun to play there because just from being around the area, lots of people knew who I was, and family was able to watch me almost every home game. And then when I went to Cowichan, it was just an unbelievable experience. It's had a great coach in Mike Vandekamp, who's now currently in Grand Prairie. And we had a really good team. Unfortunately, COVID cut us short. I think we would have had a chance to win the championship there if everything went smoothly. But junior hockey was definitely some of the most fun I've ever had.
Now, I've talked to a few different players over the years who have played in both the BCHL and the AJHL. A few of them have kind of mentioned to me that, you know, the BCHL is probably a little more wide-open style of play compared to Alberta. What would your sort of assessment, as someone who played in the two leagues, what's kind of your assessment of the differences there?
Obviously, they're both great leagues, but I would say the BCHL is just a little more deeper. I'd say the high-end players in both leagues are really good, but when it comes down to the third, fourth lines, I think the BCHL just has a little more depth there, and where you have to worry about all four lines more than you would in the AJ. The skill in the BCHL is next to none. How many NHL draft picks come out of each league, I guess, but it's really good hockey in both leagues for sure.
As you mentioned a little earlier, of course, you are originally from the Nampa area. Now, when you were growing up in the Peace Country here, what were sort of your big hockey influences when you were growing up?
Darren Kramer is probably my biggest influence, just from being around the same area, looking up to him. I still talk with him all the time and I lean on him for advice and when I need it, and he's been through it all, so he was probably my biggest influence, and probably my dad too. My dad's always been there for me. My mom just always doing whatever it takes to help me.
And finally, of course, as you sort of look to continue your college hockey career, now you mentioned, of course, you are recovering from a broken leg you suffered this season. So besides recovering from that, what would you say your sort of your things you're hoping to work on going forward as you go through college hockey?
Probably getting bigger and stronger. It's very noticeable it's playing against men here. Some guys are 25, 26, and they're big, strong guys. and you got to be able to clear them out in front of the net and battle in the corners, win some battles. So that's probably the main thing, is just getting bigger and stronger.